Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, Dak Prescott signed the franchise tag back in June, and the deadline for any player to secure a multi-year deal contract is up this week. Joining us live to talk about it is 105.3 The Fan's Brian Broaddus. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Susie. How you doing today?
Doing well. So, you know, everyone wants to know, especially after what happened with Mahomes, if they're any closer to getting a deal with Dak, a multi-year deal.
Well, you know, Jerry Jones talked about something a while back, and it's been, you know, almost a year, really, to be honest with you about it. And, you know, he felt like that maybe they had something done, and they were in talks. The progress seemed to be good. The direction seemed to be good. And then, you know, things started to really kind of fall apart. You know, that Dak played out the season, and, you know, everybody kind of, you know, went along their ways. You know, the pandemic hit, and, you know, we were just kind of sitting there waiting for things to kind of happen. And, you know, it just doesn't seem like that the two sides have had any type of talks that have been substantial. And, you know, things like this can change. We know with Dez Bryant, you know, it happened very last minute. You know, they have up until 3 o'clock this Wednesday to get something done. And, you know, maybe they can get together and hammer those things out. And, you know, it seems to be the length of the contract is an issue with Bryant's side. You know, Jerry and them would like the 5 years. Dak's group would like the 4 years. So, you know, a lot, I guess, still to kind of cover here. But, yeah, they are running out of time. What seemed like they had time is now very, very much approaching no time at all.
So Brian, you mentioned the length of the contract. Dak wants just 4 years. There's going to be a lot of new broadcast money coming in around that time. And yet Mahomes, he signs for 10 years. I you know, help me explain that.
Well, you know, I think Pat's in a different situation. And, you know, coming off a Super Bowl win, you know, in Kansas City, I had the great fortune of working with Andy Reid when we were together in Green Bay. Andy's a great coach, outstanding coach there and in Kansas City. And, you know, John Dorsey, who was the general manager, I worked with John there as in Green Bay as well. And, you know, Pat's very comfortable in Kansas City. He's very comfortable with the coach. He's very comfortable with the surroundings. Not to say that Dak's not comfortable, but there seems to be a true desire by the organization to get things done. And you know, with the Cowboys, you know, I've heard from previous staff that was there that there were some questions with Jerry Jones about on Monday mornings after games. You know, is this really our guy? And I know people out there are listening to us right now saying, well, wait, Brian, they're offering him a deal here. But, you know, with Kansas City, it was they were moving in the right direction. The Cowboys, I think, had one foot, you know, kind of dipping a toe into the pool and saying, oh, you know, it's too cold right now to do this. So, you know, there's desire, there's want, there's all those things. And, you know, Kansas City clearly felt like that they had their franchise quarterback. I think the Cowboys have had some questions about really if this is their guy. So, you know, maybe that hurt both sides' feelings a little bit.
Is this, I mean, Dak's going to be the quarterback in 2021, obviously. Could this thing blow up and he's not even a Cowboy in 2022? Or, I'm sorry, around, 2021. Yeah.
No, it absolutely could. And this is where, you know, we've talked about this a bunch on our show, is that you look at, you know, what's going to happen after this year. You know, will he be tagged again? And you know, now you're in the $38 million a year range. And, you know, and so he's going to make, if he goes back-to-back tags, he's going to make more money than Pat Mahomes in his first 2 years of his contract. Now, the question is, that third year, are the Cowboys willing to go into that, you know, that high $40, $50 million range for a third tag? And so, you know, the likelihood of losing him, is, you know, yeah, if you don't get something done here, that, you know, that's a possibility.
Brian, thank you so much. We appreciate it. The clock is ticking. 3 o'clock Wednesday afternoon. We're going to find out. That was Brian Broaddus with us on our sister station, 105.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.